This is a quick response to Selwa. Who am I kidding? When are any of my responses ever quick? Selwa was replying to the boos that both Brailsnail and I did on disabled access, stroke disabled equality, using certain facilities that are made available to people with disabilities. And one which Selwa mentioned at the end of her boo, which I have to say hadn't occurred to me but is a really good point, is the booking services and seats made available to people with disabilities at gigs. Now I have to say I do use this service, I both in terms of when they offer a quotes carer, and when they offer particular seats or a different booking line. And I think there are a number of justifications for doing this. First of all, on the sort of booking line bit, I can't use the standard Ticketmaster website because they put these stupid time limits on it so that you have like 90 seconds to put in your credit card details and 60 seconds to read the whole lot of the terms and conditions and click I agree. And I've been timed out of it so many times trying to do it. They also have pretty rubbish audio captures and stuff like that. So that means that the only choice I have is, if I don't go through an accessible route, is a general telephone line. And have you ever tried getting tickets for a big concert through the general telephone lines? You have absolutely no chance of doing it. So I see the accessible booking line as the reasonable adjustment for me not being able to do it online, really. And then also, I think on the carer point, concerts, particularly big concerts, and I tend to go to concerts. I don't go that often, but I do tend to go. If I do go to a concert, I tend to go to reasonably well known ones in fairly large venues, and it would be quite difficult for me to negotiate them on my own. I either have to decide to leave my guide dog at home or to have him looked after at the venue where those venues are able to offer that facility. And then in both cases, that leaves me just with the cane. And I've already talked about how rubbish I am with the cane. In an environment which is very loud, lots of people going about, lots of steps, needing to find seats without sitting on people. It's just so difficult a lot of the time. And so much easier to go with somebody who you know. And so I think, the availability of carer tickets is an acceptance that visually impaired people and some others do need a bit of extra help. And it's all well and good saying, I can turn up at the information desk and they can show me where to go. But they're not going to come back and help me find the toilet at half time at the interval. They're not going to go and buy my ice cream or beer for me, are they? They're not going to be there if I need to get out suddenly in the middle of the performance. I think it really is quite justified in accepting the carer tickets. And in fact, I'm doing this in 4 weeks' time. I'm going to see the Rolling Stones at the O2 on the 29th of November, and I booked it through the disabled booking line. In fact, I was the first person in the queue at the disabled booking line on the O2 priority pre-sale day thing. I've never been in front of the queue before. That was quite amazing. On that one, the only seats they were offering were seats on the wheelchair platform. And this is something I don't normally like to do because I would feel a little bit guilty for taking up a space that a wheelchair user could use. And they really do have a genuine reason for needing to use a wheelchair platform in that it gets them above the crowd, particularly when the crowd stands up. And it means that they always have reasonably clear sight lines. And also many venues have a lot of steps and other parts of the seated areas would be inaccessible to them. But that said, I think, there are benefits to using it. If I ever take Vance to something, it's really useful to have the extra space. I certainly am not taking him to the Stone, so he'll be spending the time in the information point being looked after by people. And you know, at some places it provides a much closer view, which, you know, as somebody with some sight, I find to be quite helpful. That said, at some venues, it's off to one side. So at the Albert Hall, for instance, the one that's in the, I think it's the stalls, is side on to the stage. And I have to say the sound quality isn't as good as it could be. You don't get very rounded sound. You get sort of split out sound. You actually hear, you know, drums to the left of you and guitars to the right, or whatever it happens to be. Certainly that was the case when I went to see Mark Knopfler there a couple of years ago. So I've lost my track a little bit on this. But what I'm trying to say is I think that this is a really good facility that's made available to us at many venues, and one which we really actually shouldn't have any embarrassment about taking advantage of. And sometimes, although, you know, it's not the key reason for doing it, sometimes it does have cost advantages to it as well. Maybe it's less easy to justify that side of it. But if that's how they do it, then that's how they do it. So there we go, really. My thoughts on going to gigs and accepting going through accessible booking lines and the like.